Bonjour mes petits choux, tu vas bien? Je suis Angélique Voices et bienvenue à l'arrêt polyglottale. Merci d'être passé. Hi there my little cabbages. I'm Angélique Voices. Welcome to the Polyglottal Stop, a podcast on language, language learning and sociolinguistics from a polyglot's point of view. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at polyglottalpod. Okay, on y va? Let's get started. This week's words of the week come from Eugene on Twitter. The first word is fkus. Fkus. It is Russian and it means taste or flavor. Now this word I think I got it on my second guess, yeah, which was actually my first instinct. But for some reason, I doubted myself and I guessed Greek first. I don't know. Listen to your instincts, kids. That's the lesson here. The second word Eugene offered was duona. I hesitate because I actually don't know if I'm pronouncing this correctly, because when I searched online for Lithuanian pronunciations, and this word is Lithuanian, I wasn't able to find anything, not even in Google Translate. But yes, duona is a Lithuanian word which means bread, which is a favorite of mine. So hopefully I'm not butchering it, but anyway, the word is duona. So thank you very much, Eugene, for offering these words. They were cool. All right, folks. Now, if you're a regular here, you'll remember that the third part of my friend Ryan's question from about a month ago was him asking for advice on how to be consistent with language learning habits. So, here are my three tips for being consistent, or more consistent, with your language learning. Fun fact about me, I struggle with consistency. There are a lot of things I start and stop only to start again months later, wishing I had never stopped, because imagine how good or how fit or how much more accomplished I'd be now if I hadn't fallen off 1 or 3 or 6 months ago. It's a whole thing. But from my constant efforts to be more consistent and disciplined, though, what I've learned about myself is that I need to start small. Lock it in. And then add another thing. And that is basically the first tip.
One.
But let me explain it a little bit more. There's something called the 2-minute rule, which I encourage you to check out on your own because I think it's fascinating. The basic idea here is whatever thing you want to do, in this case, practicing your target language, just commit to doing it for 2 minutes every day or however frequently you want to be doing it. It can even be 1 minute if 2 feels too daunting. But whenever it's time to practice, just tell yourself you'll do it for 1 or 2 minutes. Usually what happens is once you start, you end up just continuing the task to a more natural stopping point, which is usually more than 2 minutes later. But even if not, if you only get the 1 or 2 minutes done, that's fine, because that's what you committed to in the first place. Again, tip number one is to start small. Ultimately, consistency is a choice, but this hopefully helps the choice become a bit easier to make each day. Which leads me into tip number two. Make it easy. Now, this is not groundbreaking advice. You've probably heard it before. And if not, then I am honored to be introducing you to it today. Now, if you want to start working out, for example, every day, what advice have you heard? Put your workout clothes right by or right on your bed the night before. If it's winter, maybe even sleep in them so they're already warm when it's time to go. Tip number two is kind of like that. Whatever your learning tools are, make sure they're set up and ready to go ahead of time. Now, if you use apps, make sure your device is charged and your headphones are within reach. If you use textbooks, put the textbooks and your notebooks and your pens or pencils or highlighters or stickers or whatever you use right in your path, like on the floor in front of your bedroom door if you have to. I literally mean in your path, somewhere you cannot miss it. Or put your materials right next to, say, your kettle if you make coffee every day, right? Make it so that you are easily reminded of it and it's just ready and waiting for you to crack open the book or fire up the app. If you like using YouTube, open up the video and then just pause it. That way, as soon as you open your laptop or log into your desktop or sit at your computer to get started, the video is right there. no way for you to get distracted on your way to it, because we all know how easy it is to get distracted once you're on YouTube or the internet in general. So set yourself up so that getting to the lesson is the easiest thing for you to do next in your day. Cool? Now, tip number three, our final tip.
Three.
If you miss a day, shake it off and pick it up again the next day. Missing a day here and there is bound to happen because life happens, right? And it is so okay to miss a day or a session once in a while. I promise you, it's okay. However, my tip is to not let a day become 30 days, okay? And it's amazing how easily time can slip by if you're not careful. This is the toughest piece of advice, I guess, because there is a bit of urgency in it, for me anyway. I know that if I let one day turn into two, then three, it will likely turn into 30 or 60, and then I'll be kicking myself. Now, I don't want you to have anxiety around your language learning, or no more than usual, I guess. I don't know your life. So just remember, pick it up the next day if you miss a day or two. Don't beat yourself up over breaking a great streak or over skipping a day because you just couldn't be bothered that day. Gently bring yourself back the next day or the next time. And honestly, even if it does turn into 30 days, don't be like me. Don't kick yourself. Just get back into it. Hopefully you're doing this language learning thing because you enjoy it. So allow the joy of it to bring you back. You got this. Now, if you've made it this far, thank you for listening. I really hope that what I've shared today has helped you a little in your language learning journey and maybe even entertained you. Please feel free to share this episode with someone you know who may enjoy it as well. As always, you can reach out to me on Twitter and Instagram at polyglottalpod. You can tell me if you have any other tips for being consistent in language learning, or just cool stuff. So I hope you'll join me next week when I'll dig a bit into some more language linguistic stuff. And remember that all lives cannot matter until Black and Indigenous lives matter. Happy learning!